This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. I realize now that I've been doing this for nigh on 32 years, starting in the 1980s. We've been continuously broadcasting, and when we were on radio, we were on 6 days a week. Now we're on 1 day a week on radio, but we've got podcasts, and you can check out those podcasts at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to them and enjoy them. They're free. You can call us 877-726-8255. In just a moment, we're going to take a recorded call because that number is active 24/7. You can, maybe you're busy during the show. Maybe you're doing some shopping, or maybe you're out in the garden working and, probably not here in the frozen Northeast. That's a number you can use, even when we're not live on the air, 877-726-8255, to record a question. This story is quite fascinating because Alzheimer's has eluded us in terms of magic bullet pharmaceuticals. We have about a 99.99% failure rate in terms of drugs that are targeted to Alzheimer's. We can use things like Aricept, and they may just slow the progression of the disease just a little bit, provide patients with a little bit of a brain boost, but that's transient, and it really doesn't attack the underlying pathology of the disease. Pharmaceutical companies have spent billions and billions of dollars in a quest for some magic drug that's going to block amyloid. That's the target. Beta amyloid deposition is a hallmark of Alzheimer's disease. So they figure if they can block the amyloid, that's going to make the Alzheimer's disease go away, just dissolve away the plaque, Drano for your brain. But it doesn't really work. And so I read with interest that last week, China's version of the FDA, their drug approval agency, has given an okay to China's first self-developed Alzheimer's drug. And they're taking a completely different track here because this is not an expensive biotech monoclonal antibody, a drug that's going to cost tens and tens of thousands of dollars a year. It's an extract from marine brown algae called oligomannate.
A lot of people, the take home is until this drug is approved, a lot of people are going to say, well, I'm going to eat seaweed,
I'll give it to my, Uncle Charlie. Because he's having brain problems. And this is a specific extract of marine brown algae. I'm not sure if you're going to get a lot from just eating regular commercially grown seaweed products that you get in a health food store. They have trial results that are promising to wit, and I just looked it up. The trial results demonstrated that oligomannate statistically improved cognitive function in mild to moderate Alzheimer's disease patients as early as week 4, and the benefit was sustained at each follow-up assessment visit. One of the lead researchers, a professor, Zhang Zhenjin, says, I've been doing research on Alzheimer's disease for 50 years, participated in multiple global multi-center studies of multiple drugs, and I've never found a satisfactory treatment for Alzheimer's disease. The result of the 9-month trial of oligomannate is exciting. We finally see hope and a dawn of a new age. I am sincerely happy for the patients and their families. Look, I think we should greet this with a certain amount of skepticism, but what's interesting about this drug is that what's its mechanism of action? Does the oligomannate travel to the brain and, you know, somehow block the formation of amyloid or reduce inflammation or do something to alter the brain itself? Its principle of action is on the microbiome. That's how apparently it works. So this really quite fascinating. It's a very low-tech approach, like a purified seaweed extract, to a disease that is very common. And, you know, even if it works partially, it's really proof of a very exciting principle, which is that by modifying the gut, we can have beneficial effects on the brain. And, you know, hopefully the subsequent trials will be positive. And they're now gearing up for trials outside of China. And, you know, obviously the attempt is to market it across the world internationally and to ultimately gain approval by other regulatory authorities outside of China. And, you know, look, I take a jaundiced view towards a lot of products from China because of their poor manufacturing standards, the potential for contamination. Also, there's a certain amount of hype because they're out to make a quick buck. You know, they've got a subsidiary in the United States, and they're trying to mainstream this as at least an adjunctive treatment for a debilitating brain disorder. And the good news, there's going to be an economy of scale here because it's a cheap, readily available material. And since tens of millions of people suffer worldwide from Alzheimer's, this could be an economical way to address this problem. Look, we've got a call. Roseanne in New York City, welcome to Intelligent Medicine.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, how you doing?
Hi there. I'm going to have some discretionary plastic surgery. And
yeah.
I take a lot of supplements, which
yeah.
I've been taking for many years.
Yeah.
I had to give a list to the nurse of what I take. And when
yeah.
she saw that I take vitamin E, which she said,
goodness gracious,
your blood, which I know,
yeah.
and then I
yeah.
also take vitamin K, she
yeah.
said, this doesn't make any sense. And I thought, oh, because that's
well, she doesn't know. She doesn't know. She doesn't know. Excuse me. Hold on. She's woefully misinformed. And let me, I'll let you continue with your question in a minute, but let me just comment. When doctors see patients like us, and that would be me too, because I take, 20 different supplements, they're bewildered and baffled, and they know just a little bit about supplements. So a little knowledge is a dangerous thing. And most of what they know about supplements is negative. They know that supplements can cause bleeding in some cases. Supplements can interfere with the effects of Coumadin. Supplements can, there are certain drug-nutrient interactions. And so what they say is, don't take anything! You know, because we don't understand what these things can do. So the shorthand for a lack of understanding about what the effects of the supplements is stop everything. So go ahead, please.
Well, so she said to take it, to stop these things a couple of weeks before. But even though they're sort of antithetical, vitamin E and vitamin K, you can still, I mean, I've been taking them together for years.
They're not actually antithetical. Vitamin K is not something that promotes blood clots. It only does so in one circumstance, if you're taking Coumadin, okay? It'll neutralize the effects of Coumadin, putting you at risk of a blood clot. But you can take vitamin K till the cows come home. if you're not taking Coumadin. It's not going to give you a blood clot. That's a common misconception among even medical doctors and health professionals. It's a one-way street. Lack of vitamin K will cause your blood to thin, but a surfeit, even a massive excess of vitamin K, will not cause your blood to clot abnormally. Now, vitamin E can be a bit of a blood thinner, but below 100 or 200 international units of vitamin E, it does not have that effect. So, you know, if you're taking like 1,000 international units of vitamin E, okay, it might have a bit of a blood thinning effect. Now, here's the other thing. You're having, you know, probably like facial plastic surgery, maybe having a facelift or something like that. You know, it's not like you're having like a profound abdominal surgery. You're just having a superficial surgery. And yeah, bleeding can be a problem, but you're not going to hemorrhage to death because you took a little additional fish oil or vitamin E. And in fact, vitamin E is very helpful for repair, after surgery. So, you can comfortably take a multi that has 100 or 200 international units of vitamin E. You don't have to stop it. They make a big deal and they wave their arms and say, oh my goodness, it's going to compromise the outcome of the surgery. It's not. It's simply not. It's hard for you to mess this up, even with all the supplements you're taking. So, you know, anything else that's problematic that you're taking?
The other thing I was just wondering about, you, I take a lot of supplements, and very often I do know that D, E, A, and K are fat-soluble vitamins, so I usually take them at night, like after dinner, but and the rest I take in the morning, and I was wondering if you could, at some point in your talks on your shows or your website stuff, do a thing about, like, the best time to take everything from DEA and K and CoQ10 and zinc and selenium
it's actually,
and all the other things.
It's not really been that well established. You know, there's some people who purport to divide it up into AM and PM vitamins. And, you know, that's not really been well substantiated. It's mainly this, is when you take fat-soluble vitamins, because they're fat-soluble, you should take them with some fats, so you shouldn't necessarily take them on an empty stomach, and that's how they work best. There are certain things like amino acids that work better when they're taken away from competing proteins, you know, like on an empty stomach. You know, say you're taking tryptophan or 5-hydroxytryptophan to increase your serotonin for mood effects or relaxation effects, you know, then you take it away from competing proteins. But, you know, people get all kind of verklempt about this. You know, they get all bollocksed up about, you know, the specific timing of supplement, you know, when's the, you know, and because the science on this is not that clear, I don't think we have to make such a fancy dance, out of it. So, you know, your fat solubles, you take with fats. Your water solubles, you don't have to take with fats. You know, certain things like strontium, if you want to build bone, you may want to take that away from calcium. So you take that away from calcium-containing meals or calcium supplementation. There might be some interference from the – and, you know, and beyond that, I will make a suggestion for you. The most effective thing that you can take for plastic surgery is proteolytic enzymes. So you can take WOB enzyme. And you take that away from food. It's a proteolytic enzyme that breaks down, you know, has a sort of anti-swelling effect made with bromelain. These things are taken away from foods. So you could take like three times daily in the aftermath of surgery, and you'll get a much better healing effect. And a lot of plastic surgeons acknowledge that and use that product, WOB enzyme.
Okay.
Thanks for your call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is a number for questions.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural, healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. If you want to come into the doctor's office and pose a question live during the program. Big epidemic of vaping-related injuries and even deaths associated with vaping. And this is a big problem. It's an enigma. You know, what is it about the vaping that is causing people to get so sick? And, you know, so far it's eluded investigators, but they're narrowing the chase to focus on vitamin E oil that was detected in all 29 samples taken from vaping patients tested by the CDC. So this is a clue to the mysterious epidemic of vaping injuries. 29 out of 29 samples taken from patients who had serious injuries had vitamin E. So, you know, the moral of the story is don't smoke your vitamin E. You know, it changes the compound when you heat it and inhale it. But here's a disturbing sidebar to this, is that even if there's no vitamin E in your vaping, say, you know, you're vaping, you know, as a way of reducing your risk of cancer to get off cigarettes, it turns out that vaping may be worse for the heart than cigarettes. In the recent study in the American Heart Association, at American Heart Association meeting, showed that e-cigarette inhalers, these folks did worse than regular cigarette smokers in terms of changes in heart blood velocity and heart blood flow, so that vaping actually has consequences for the heart, whatever form it takes, whether there's vitamin E oil in it or not. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to ensure your skeletal health. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Bone Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links from my supplement starter kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. As always, I strive to provide you with the tools you need to make informed choices beyond the cookie-cutter care of today's healthcare system, and these new protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And the number is 877-726-8255 if you want to catch a conversation with me. 877-726-8255. That number is available 24/7 if you want to record a question. Headline, and you know, in view of the op-ed that was written in the New York Times by Dr. David Lustig, you know, we got to take nutrition studies with a grain of salt. That being said, headline: depression linked to nutrition in middle-aged and older adults. And you know, you are what you eat, and your brain is part of you. So your mood and your cognition are also part and parcel of what you eat. In this study, poor nutrition was linked to an increased risk of depression in middle-aged and older adults, men who consume higher levels of fat and lower levels of omega-3 fatty acids were more prone to depression. A diet low in fruits and vegetables was also associated with increased depression risks. They say that the consumption of fruits and vegetables was protective against depression in our study, and that's also been found in previous research. There are anti-inflammatory and antioxidant components in fruits and vegetables that may account for this relationship. Also, various vitamins and minerals like magnesium, zinc, selenium present in fruits and vegetables may reduce blood levels of C-reactive protein. That's a marker of low-grade inflammation, and we now know that depression is, at least in part, an inflammatory disorder of the brain. So lots and lots of omega-3s, EPA, DHA, in the diet and via supplementation can help defend up. I mean, it's been proven again and again and again. This interesting item, you know, we know that avocados are good for type 2 diabetes. One of the reasons is because they're virtually bereft of carbohydrates, and they're rich in healthy fats and fiber. And they also have beneficial compounds. So this is interesting because a research team in Canada is zeroing in on precisely what it is in avocados that may reduce type 2 diabetes. Researchers at the University of Guelph have found a compound which avocados alone contain, they discovered that it may forestall or prevent type 2 diabetes in mice. They also tested the safety of this compound in human subjects, and they published a summary of their findings in the journal Molecular Nutrition and Food Research. This is all a prelude to launch of, guess what, a new dietary supplement ingredient, which I'll come to in just a minute. They say that this compound, it's called AvoB. Okay, makes sense, from avocados. It
works on the mitochondria. They say that AvoB worked against incomplete mitochondrial fatty acid oxidation in the skeletal muscle and pancreas. It helped with fat burning and thus led to improved glucose tolerance and utilization and enhanced the experimental animal's insulin sensitivity. In other words, it reverses insulin resistance. They also did trials in humans, and they gave them 50 or 200 milligrams of the AvoB ingredient. And this is just phase one testing. So they tested for safety. It was well tolerated and non-toxic. But segue to this, a new company has sprung up in, of course, Canada, to commercialize a fat molecule found only in avocados, which has been reported to confer anti-diabetes and weight management benefits in animal and human studies. The product will be called AvoB. And, I'll have to talk to some of my colleagues in the nutrition business and the supplement industry to see if they're going to license this product to manufacturers, which is very likely. Maybe they're going to go for drug status on this. I don't know. That's a harder row to hoe because you have to go through arduous and expensive testing if you want to market it as a drug. But I suspect that it's going to be marketed as a natural supplement. But of interest is that it works on the mitochondria. And the mitochondria are the powerhouses of the cells. When the mitochondria are inefficient, then there's poor fat burning and insulin resistance. And then your weight goes up and your blood sugar goes up and your bad cholesterol goes up and you feel run down. So the nice segue to a discussion of one of my favorite supplements, something that I take personally and recommend to my patients, the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, and it works on the mitochondria. It's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. NT Factor repairs damaged cells and specifically targets mitochondrial repair. Trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and they're good studies. I've reviewed them. NT Factor is available in ProPacks, which is your one-stop shop for all your vitamin mineral needs. You can take that, or if you want to keep all your personal supplements and yet still harness the power of NT Factor, there's a product called Healthy Aging, perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement or regimen you're already taking. And it'll provide you with a unique energy support of pure NT Factor and a potent delivery system. I take NT Factor daily. I don't go a day without it. Now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Please note that they're no longer shipping to Vitamin Shop, but you could still find ProPacks and Healthy Aging at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or if you want to order direct, you can call this number, 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go directly to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Tell them I sent you. That's Healthy Aging and ProPacks. All right, this item is interesting because at a lot of hospitals, they serve junk food and you can buy soft drinks. So here's an item that took a look at what happened when researchers examine the effects of a workplace ban on the sale of sugar-sweetened beverages. Just a simple intervention. It's like, no, you can't buy soda anymore. You want to schlep it in, fine. But you can't just, you're working, you feel that, 3 o'clock crash, and you go to the soda machine, you get some, Coke or Diet Coke. Can't do it at UCSF, University of California, San Francisco. They did a study And what they found was quite interesting. A workplace ban on the sale of sugar-sweetened beverages led to a 48.5% average reduction in the consumption of sugar, as well as significantly less belly fat among 202 participants in a study by researchers at University of California, San Francisco. So they say this shows that simply ending sales of sugary drinks in the workplace can have a meaningful effect on improving health in less than 1 year. So very cool. The participants who are all UCSF employees were assessed in the beginning, and again, 10 months after the sales ban had begun. And this was, by the way, not a ban on the consumption of sugared beverages. I mean, you could bring in a six-pack if you wanted to schlep it. It just prevented them from the impulse buy, going to the soda machine and buying the soda at work. People could still bring sodas from home or buy them off campus, but this shows that simply by taking sugary drinks out of workplaces, you can have a significant impact on the health of employees. You know, very cool study. And, you know, something that, I mean, banning soda, taxing soda, no, just, you know, especially in workplaces, you know, places where they do research, health research, and around hospitals, just don't have any soda machines. Schools, campuses, just get rid of the soda. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. As I said, 877-726-8255 not only gets you into the program live as we broadcast each Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Time may vary depending on where you are across the country among our affiliates. But you can also record a question, as did this caller. Let's hear from them.
Hi, this is Forrest from Colorado. I've got a question on enhanced absorption versions of supplements. I heard about one or two of them on your show, and I just bought some olive oil from another company, a special version, I guess, of olive trees in Morocco. And the other was a vitamin C made in Arizona and a colostrum from Arizona. The vitamin C that they from Arizona is like 15 times more powerful than a regular vitamin C. The olive oil is 30 times more polyphenols. Are those really as good as they say? What is your opinion on these things? Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. So that's a really good question because, you know, in an effort to one up the competition, a lot of companies are offering more highly absorbable or bioavailable forms of various things that we traditionally take. And, you know, we have to kind of look at, it's a complex question because we have to look at the claims one by one, you know, with each individual product. Sometimes products are paired with bioperine, which is a form, an extract of pepper, which is said to increase uptake of certain nutrients. Certain nutrients may or may not need bioperine to enhance their uptake. So in some cases, it may be just a little window dressing to make you think that you're going to get better bioavailability. A classic example, though, of the problem with bioavailability is curcumin. Certain forms of curcumin are just not that absorbable. But the nanosphere encapsulated or liposomal forms of curcumin have many-fold better absorption than just plain turmeric powder, you know, or if you eat curry, you're going to get some, but it's notoriously not very bioavailable, you know, to get to your joints, to get to your brain, to reduce inflammation throughout your body. So I would have to look at the products in question to see if, you know, each one, they make claims, and sometimes the claims are scientifically backed, and sometimes, frankly, they're hype. So, you know, I gotta say, simply caveat emptor, buyer beware, when it comes to claims. And, if you give us specific instances, you know, maybe call back and, we can do a deep dive on, the specific products you're talking about. But, you know, in general, There are ways to enhance absorption. In some cases, though, they're just not that well scientifically documented or proven. All right, thanks for that call. And you know, so let's do a little lightning round on some of the important stories of the week. Could coffee bring a healthier microbiome? Well, you know, there's a lot of effects of coffee, the direct effect of caffeine, you know, for alertness and for mood, but also, you know, for some people, it's a bit much. It can cause insomnia. It can cause, you know, rapid heart rate. Although most studies have exonerated coffee at moderate amounts, including caffeinated coffee, and now it's thought that there are health benefits to coffee. It has anti-inflammatory effects. It protects the liver. And how it works is apparently, at least in part, via the bacteria in our gastrointestinal tract. New findings were presented at the American College of Gastroenterology meeting in San Antonio, Texas, and the study scientists for the first time ever took gut microbiome samples directly from various parts of the colon during colonoscopies, not just stool samples. So they really went up there to see what's actually in there, not just what, you know, comes out at the end. And the 34 participants who drank two or more cups of coffee daily exhibited better gut microbiome profiles than those who consumed less or no coffee. It remains uncertain why coffee exerts such a positive effect on the gut microbiome. But some of the nutrients in coffee may impact, the bacteria in the intestine and, support or promote, their growth. You know, there are a lot of polyphenols in coffee. Coffee is a polyphenol-rich compound. And so just like, cocoa, and tea, coffee has, benefits, and part of that works via the microbiome. So, hey, I should really be set. I just guzzle decaf. Hold on. I got a cup of it right here. I'm going to lift my cup and sip a little decaf in commemoration of that study. Okay. This study is quite interesting when it comes to our understanding of Alzheimer's disease, because we think it, you know, it's a degenerative disease that occurs later in life as the, you know, everything breaks down, the brain deteriorates, as do other parts of the body.
Headline, vascular health at age 36 tied to brain health at 70. So it, what the implication is that dementia prevention should really start early. And there are a lot of studies that suggest that what you do in younger life, even in childhood, but especially in your early life, affects your risk of dementia. For some people, that's a little too late. They only reform their diets and their habits later. They stop smoking. But the study provides yet more evidence that midlife cardiovascular risk has negative consequences on brain health many years later. So, it's you millennials out there, Gen Yers, you better get started on Alzheimer's prevention. And here's one on, why people get worn down by adversity. Chronic adversity dampens dopamine production. Dopamine is the stuff that gives you motivation. It's associated with reward-seeking behavior. And what they found is that in people who have chronic psychosocial stress, their dopamine actually declines. And this can lead to vulnerability to depression and inertia, but also addiction as people look to stimulate dopamine production in the brain. I mean, that's what, you know, basically methamphetamines do and cigarettes do, and most addictive habits are based on dopamine circuits in the brain. So people, searching for thrills and spills, a dopamine rush, they may have had depleted levels of that due to stress. All right, thanks for joining us. That's all the time we have for today's program, but you can become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine by visiting our website at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to our newsletter, download our podcasts, and you can even subscribe to them. Follow us on social media, Twitter and Facebook. We're going to be doing a Facebook Live event this Tuesday, so check it out.